AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden has two events today in Texas honoring the signing of the Civil Rights Act 60 years ago and paying his respects to the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, whose body's lying in state at the Capitol in Austin. Before leaving Washington, he announced ethics proposals for the U.S. Supreme Court, as explained by White House official Steve Benjamin.
No immunity for crimes for a former president committed in office. Term limits for Supreme Court justices, and a binding code of conduct for the Supreme Court. President Biden and Vice President Harris are committed to ensuring that no one is above the law.
Passage of these proposals is considered unlikely with a sharply divided Congress. Vice President Kamala Harris, running for president, is criticizing Iowa officials for implementing a six-week ban on abortions that began today.
What we need to do is vote, because I'm going to tell you something. When I am president of the United States, I will sign into law the protections for reproductive freedom.
The U.S. is urging Israel to be cautious in its response to a strike this weekend in the Golan Heights that killed 12 children. The U.S. is calling on Venezuelan election officials to release the official tallies, given a disputed presidential election, our Karen Chamas reports.
Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, is claiming victory in presidential elections, but Venezuela's opposition is also saying that they won. Millions in the long-suffering nation saw the election as their best shot to end 25 years of single-party rule. Several foreign governments, including the U.S., held off recognizing the results.
In Rochester, New York, the search goes on for suspects in a shooting at a park that killed two women. One of them was a city employee, Mayor Malik Evans.
Our residents should be able to enjoy the summer in a park.
This is AP News. It's been hot in France for the opening games, but spectators are thrilled to be there.
The Paris Olympics are the first with spectators since the COVID-19 pandemic forced Tokyo in 2021 and Beijing in 2022 to host their games with eerily empty venues.
The atmosphere is so much fun.
That's Tiffany Thompson, a spectator.
Everybody's so excited for their, you know, their own sports and their teams to play, and since it's been such a long time.
Soaring temperatures impact the athletes who compete in open areas. Spectators, tourists, and residents are also affected.
We're being very smart. We have two bottles of water.
France released recommendations to stay hydrated, wear hats, and use spray bottles. I'm Haya Panjwani.
McDonald's restaurants are reporting a 1% drop in sales worldwide, citing customers looking to reduce their spending. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.